Hi guys, this is the first ever episode of Stuff You Should Know. Oh my god, this is so crazy. Like, I've been talking about this for a really long time. And like, I love podcasts, so
You
like,
do?
this is very up my alley, I guess. You know? But before we actually get into the episode, we should introduce ourselves because that is the whole key of the episode, right? We're just introducing ourselves. I am one of your co-hosts. Not co-host, but host Aaliyah with my wonderful fiance right by my side, Daniel. Basically, what you can find out of this podcast is, I guess, like us talking about life, challenges, everyday struggles, I guess, advice. Maybe we'll play like a couple games here and there that I like.
Sorry.
What's in you?
And we really hope to like motivate you guys and just see if any of our stories or any of our challenges like you guys can relate to and things like that.
Yeah, it's just like an everything podcast. So like, you know, like, yeah, I feel like it's not that. It's very broad. Is that it? Not narrow, right? Because
Yeah,
narrow is
it
like,
should
yeah,
be,
it's
yeah.
just really broad and it has like different things. Like, I feel like different people could like relate to. Like, if you're just wanting a relationship podcast, and maybe you'll get it in a couple episodes here and there. Or if you want like an advice podcast, then you'll get those in a couple episodes. Or if you just want everything, then like I feel like this is the podcast for you, you know? But yeah, so introducing ourselves. You want to start or should I start? Because I'm like the main one talking. We're currently eating pizza right now. What is this? Gluten free? Is that gluten free or vegan? This is gluten free. I know like the crust was like cauliflower or something, right?
It was really good pizza, actually.
It's really
Yeah.
good. So, pardon if you hear me chewing throughout this podcast. I am just really hungry and it says it's vegan. I'm not trying to go vegan, but you know, if I see like vegan products out there that like look tempting and delicious, I'm gonna buy them. You
Also, Aaliyah has a tendency to like not stay on topic sometimes, so
I don't have that tendency.
All
You
right,
guys are gonna
so
hear us arguing throughout the whole entire
no, I don't think
podcast.
you want to hear that, but anyways, I'm Daniel. I'm her fiance,
Yeah.
obviously, as she already mentioned.
Yep.
I go to college. I go to the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. I'm trying to be a nurse, so woohoo for all those male nurses out there.
Woohoo for nurses in general. Like,
Yeah, exactly. Especially
you
during
guys are
this
doing a great
COVID
job for
times.
real.
Yeah, they're doing amazing. And
Everyone.
it's just something, just inspirational and things like that. But as you guys can tell, I'm a little awkward on any
Don't
any
worry, he'll
kind
get
of
into
social
it.
thing, but I'll get into it as we keep progressing. But yeah, I'm an athlete. I like playing soccer. I just like adventures, having a good time. Just all around guy, I guess. Really chill and I guess nonchalant.
Maybe in the next episode we'll talk about how we met, huh?
No,
Very interesting.
I'm also kind of shy and awkward too, so let's just mix that all in a little bowl.
Mix that in a bowl and introduce you to a very, not outgoing, but like spontaneous, but yet very like introverted individual, which is me. Hi, how are you? I also go to
You are mad
college.
introverted.
I'm introverted sometimes. Not most of the time, but like if I'm really comfortable with somebody, then like for sure. I will most definitely like be your friend and all that. But like as far as like really like public settings, I don't know. Maybe I can like be an introvert. I don't know. I feel like it depends on like the situation and like the overall like mood and like vibe of everything. But I also go to school. I don't go to the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. I go to Indiana State. I am an online student with a full-time job. So I'm doing best of both worlds because, you know, how else are we supposed to pay for this wedding? You know, you got both of us working right now. Might as well, you know. I just feel like it's very like convenient for me, you know. He goes to Urbana and I just stay here and like live my vida loca. I'm trying to think what else. I do not like sports on the other hand. Like I really, you can even like ask him, like, I've never went to one of your soccer games.
Yeah, you never did.
I am so sorry. I attempted once, though. Oh, I sound like such a bad person. I don't know
You were
why.
confused the whole time. You were just
Yeah.
staring up and down.
Yeah, I don't really get like
Yeah.
soccer. Like, I get
So,
it, you know, like kick a ball around. That's
yeah.
it. I
So, I
don't get the
mean,
gist.
yeah, I don't really
Yeah, I
hold that
mean,
against you. Although, it would have been nice, but, we're not going
yeah.
to talk about that.
Yeah, senior night, maybe it would have been
Yes,
nice.
especially since like
Oof.
everybody was there and
Okay,
since
so we're starting off reading notes. We're over here arguing. Oh my God, mommy and daddy are fighting, guys. You're gonna hear me say that a lot. That's like my key word for like if we're like just bickering back and forth, just mommy and daddy are fighting. But like it's fine. So yeah, I don't really like sports like that. What else? I'm trying to remember what else you mentioned. You mentioned sports. What made, oh, you said you were nurse. You don't understand how much
I wasn't
like
IB, which is integrated biology, but I ended up finding out that, animal behaviors and stuff, like, yeah, it's a really good field, but it's just really not hard to get there, but it's just the job outlook, it just seems like it's very unsteady, whereas a nurse, it's a very growing field and it keeps growing because obviously we need healthcare workers, especially at times like these, and you never know what's gonna happen in the future, and I just really like helping people, even if my persona doesn't, seem like it.
You changed your major about 15,000 times, huh?
That's not true.
That is
I
so
was
true.
just an IB major, and then I now I'm a nursing major. So,
Well, I'm a
although
psych
that's
major,
okay.
you know, working all with the minds. I hope we get to like incorporate that more of the podcast, you know, like the biological factors. Because like that's kind of what I wanted, along with different like episodes of like advice, relationship, wedding planning. Because I know like that's definitely like a big one for me. I don't know about you, definitely a big one for me. And then we can incorporate like stuff you think, yeah, stuff you should know about psychology, stuff you should know about nursing or biology. You know, just like incorporate, I guess, what we're both studying into, you know, different little episodes. So like I feel like that'll be good too. But yeah, I'm a psych major. Love everything to do with the mind and just basically like how our minds like interpret things, you know. I also really, really love sociology. Oh, love that field. So great. 10 out of 10. Totally would recommend. Like it's such, and it's not a field that like I feel like you need to learn a lot of. You know what I mean? Like you don't need to, I guess, really dive that deep into books, but like quote me if I'm wrong, you know. I just feel like it's more about like society, perspectives of society, how society, you know, perceives you maybe. I just feel like it's an overall like really big branch of like a lot of stuff, you know. Very, very interesting. Both of our fields are very, very interesting. So I'm glad to see how that works out in the future, huh?
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's always, it's always live and learn with all these situations. Like from the day that we started our relationship, we've just been learning and from each other and just, living, learning how to adapt to one another and things like that. So.
It's so crazy how we found each other too, but we'll save that for a different podcast, huh? The more in-depth of the relationship between Lee and Daniel. Nah, but like as he said, he's a very shy guy and like doesn't really go like oh, like I'm not saying to like clubs or anything, because obviously you can't do that. But like more in like I don't know, like social events, right? Like you don't like to like really like socialize or go out as much as like I would, you know what I mean?
I mean, I go a lot to play like soccer and
Yeah.
like I have like a decent, friend circle with like people that
Exactly.
I can, trust and everything. So that always feels
It's
nice.
very tiny. I mean, mine is tiny too, don't get me wrong. Like I'm not, but the main, the good difference about us is that I will go talk to somebody like that I don't even know and like be like friends with them. I feel like you on the other hand is just fine with the people that you have and have connected with throughout the years, whether it's through like school or like other social activities, soccer, like you know, separate from school, separate from like the team, and stuff. So like that's like the really big difference about us. And I really love to talk, as you can clearly see.
Yes, she does. Hopefully, you guys don't get annoyed.
don't think they'll get annoyed. I
Mm-hmm.
feel like I have a very calming voice. It's like an ASMR type of thing, huh?
You can say so.
So my voice is annoying.
I'm not saying your voice is annoying.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, I feel like not necessarily people don't expect us together, but people don't know that I'm very social. But I tend to myself a lot. Like I'll get in my own head so much that it's so bad for me. Like very bad. The anxiety is just like off the charts. Again, another episode we could talk about stuff you should know maybe about anxiety or depression, you know. 'Cause throughout life it's not always, you know, rainbows and like unicorns, you know.
Yeah, so we just, you know, want to try to relate to you guys, want to try to, you know, just see different perspectives of everything. And this is just like stuff that we've experienced being translated to you guys, being transmitted to you guys, whatever you want to call it. And it's just, you know, we're just doing this for fun. And just going with the flow and see how this goes.
Yeah, I really like listening to podcasts from the get-go. Oh my God, I love listening to podcasts, like different podcasts about different things, which is basically what our podcast is about. So I'm like, if I like listening to it, why don't I just like make one? I even like talking like to myself. I really do that a lot too, like just talk to myself about random stuff. So I feel like this is the place to go, you know? You, on the other hand, don't like listening to podcasts that much. So
I mean,
what is your purpose? Like, why did you want to start this podcast with me? Because I could have just started it for myself. You like talking to me?
I do like talking to you.
Yeah.
And the way you
Aww.
drive me along as well, so.
Aww. Heart. Aww. Yeah, you just like talking to me. I like talking in general. I love podcasts. Love listening to them while I'm at work and while I'm kind of studying. I don't really listen to them like that when I'm studying, but you know, occasionally you'll listen to podcasts here and there when I force you to, maybe.
Yeah,
Other than that, not willingly. So I'm like, hey, let's just make a podcast of just talking. So I feel like his voice, Daniel's voice, is gonna change. I feel like a lot through the podcast because he's just very anxious and nervous right now. Like, this is not his usual voice. Me, on the other hand, I'm kind of like this.
no,
Yeah, I'm like
your voice
this.
is pretty
Yeah,
high pitched.
I'm like this. I don't know what you're talking about. So you're saying my voice is deep.
Yeah, your
High key, low
voice.
key, deep.
No, you have a nice voice. You have a nice,
Oh, thank you. So
yeah.
I have a deep voice.
Not that deep, but
I have a deep voice. No, but I feel like you'll hear our voices change as like throughout the progression of this podcast because we'll get more and more comfortable just talking.
also, guys, this is probably gonna be like our shortest podcast because obviously it's like an introduction, and we don't have like a set topic. And things like that, so
This is stuff you should know about us.
yeah,
The name of the episode. Stuff you should know about us. Simple.
but boiling it down, just like us in general without topics, it's just like kind of straightforward if you think about it.
Yeah, we don't talk about
Yeah,
much. We're not like extravagant people.
it's not like we're like traveling the world like on like a boat or something. We're literally just two college students just trying to
We didn't
hustle for
even mention
life.
our age. Wow, we didn't even mention our age. They
I'm
probably think we're
20
30.
and she's 19.
Hi, my birthday's October 19th.
I
Gonna
don't
turn
think you know,
20.
don't want to know all that.
I know, but I'm gonna turn 20 soon. I only have a couple months. So, like, it's fine. And we're also engaged. Hello. I mentioned that. I said fiance.
Engaged and
So, we,
fiance.
yeah. They kind of got the
I
gist
don't
of it,
think
huh?
our viewers are. I think our viewers
I'm
are.
sorry that I'm chewing a lot. I'm just trying to eat this pizza as quietly as I possibly can. But yeah, we're engaged. Got engaged at what? 18? 18. Wedding November 17th, 2023. Got 3 more years to go. Feel like there's gonna be a couple podcasts here and there. Wedding planning, stuff you should know about wedding planning, stuff you should know about weddings. And that's where I come in, and you'll just jump in, you know.
Yeah, we're just gonna push through it.
Yeah. It's such a big variety. You get everything. And yeah, we're young. I mean, that goes into like that podcast in general, where we'll talk about how young we are, the criticism I get because we're so young, and yada yada yada. You know?
Yeah, that's true. We got a lot of criticism and a lot of people just trying to push it down. But, you know, at the end of the day, you have to be you, you have to stay true to yourself, and you have to just keep going and adapt to what life brings you. But again, these are all topics like that we're just going to be diving into like more deeper as the episodes progress.
I'm trying to think what else I should know about. We don't live together. Obviously. Well, not obviously. Like, there's some, like, engaged couples. They're not even engaged couples that live together. We don't live together. We don't have the financial stability to live together right now. So, yeah. I have a dog. Her name's Nala. She is a pit bull and Dalmatian mix. Beautiful little creature she is. Do you have pets, Daniel? I like the interviewer. Hikey Loki, the interviewer.
I have Hazel, a Jack Russell toy poodle mix, and
she's tiny.
And also I have Tuki. He is a question mark mix, but
we don't know what he is.
Something mix, so.
We don't know what he is. We just picked him up from my friend, and
voila, he became my dog.
Yeah, I named him Tuki. You guys, what were you guys gonna name him before I named him Tuki? Yeah, because you like the name that I picked.
Yes, I did.
What about Hazel? Was it always Hazel?
Yeah.
It was always Hazel?
Yeah, because we looked online at, like, random name generator and it popped out. So.
Nala's name was going to be, like, Paris or something because I love Paris, the Eiffel Tower and all that. There you go, another fun fact. So Nala's name was going to be Paris or France or stuff. That's, like, what my family was kind of suggesting. But I don't know. Nala fits her. You can't just picture her as, like, a Paris or a France. And then it doesn't sound like a name. Nala actually sounds like a name.
Yeah, everything else would be pretty corny.
Yeah. Pretty much. Pretty much. I wish I knew the name that you had for Tuki. Because I remember you, like, where we were sitting down in your car and, like, you were giving me all these names and I'm like, no, 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 no. And then I'm like, Tuki. Why did I choose Tuki? You don't know. I don't know either.
Put it out there, basically.
It's crazy. It's like naming a kid. You always have to. Well, not. Never mind. It's not like naming a kid. A kid is completely different. Yeah. Naming a kid is so, like, it's such a big responsibility. Imagine we have kids. We have to, like, I mean, we already have names picked out because, like, that's the kind of person that I am. Like, you have to think about, like, okay, are they gonna get bullied by the name? Are they gonna be able to pronounce the name because we're both Hispanic? We're both Mexican. I'm Mexican and half Puerto Rican. Got the little spice. I spice up his life, as I'd like to call it. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why aren't you talking much?
How do you mean?
I'm not talking a lot. Mommy and Daddy are fighting. Let me stop. Let me stop. People are going to think we're like a horrible couple. And that's not the case. How long have we been together, Daniel?
4 years almost.
Almost 4 years. On when?
November 27th.
Of what year?
This like, year?
No, like what year did we meet?
2016.
We met 2016?
Yes, we met 2016.
Oh, shoot. No, we didn't meet. Yeah, we didn't meet 2015 because I already had my niece was already in the picture. I have 3 nieces. You have yet to be an uncle, but that's okay because you're the eldest. You are the eldest of 4.
And your nieces also like me better than you, except the youngest one. But...
Oh, oof, oof. Hikey Loki, kind of right though. So yeah, you're the oldest of 4, right? Well, yeah, but in total, it's 4. Bless. I'm the youngest of 3. All girls. Continue to be all girls. All nieces, so everyone thinks we're going to pop up the first boy. We both also think so. I kind of think we're going to have a girl first and then maybe a boy. Watch him be like a little like the youngest, like me. Or the eldest, I'm fine with that. I don't really care. But yeah. Yep. Since I'm the youngest, all my sisters are like in their 20s. All yours are teenagers. They're still in high school, right?
Yeah, they're all teenagers.
I'm asking you this as if I don't know. Oh my gosh. I'm trying to think what else that we can come up with that you guys should know about. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is white. I just like the color white. How about yours?
Mine's purple.
Yeah, like I didn't know. Them.
I know, as if I didn't know you loved the color white.
That reminds me of that one time where you got me like an all white gift
Oh yeah,
for my birthday.
that was what?
For Valentine's Day.
No, it was for
No, it
Christmas.
was for Valentine's Day.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It was for Valentine's Day because I remember that I walked all the way to Walgreens, at my school to get you some flowers, and I walked all the way back to my dorm, and then all of a sudden you were like, "I'm outside." I'm like, "Okay."
Oh yeah, I forgot.
And then you just give me the all white gift, and I'm like, "What the hell is this?" I just didn't catch the trend. Yes, this is Valentine's Day.
You're gonna hear us also. You're gonna hear me being like, "Are you sure?" Like all the time, it was like you're right. Yeah, you didn't like. Yeah, you didn't catch on to it, and like you didn't understand the whole process. You always see those on like Pinterest and Instagram of like, "Oh my God, like my man got me like all my favorite color things." If you would have done it, what color purple stuff would you have gotten me?
I don't even know. I can't really.
Right,
I
there's no
can't
like there's
think
not a
of
lot
any
of
of
purple
that.
things. I don't even think there's a purple Gatorade because I know I got you a white Gatorade. That one was the like cherry on top. Like, oh my gosh, I don't even remember what else. Oh, the white M&Ms, not white M&Ms, but it was a white bag. That was also a good find too.
Yeah, white chocolate
I
M&Ms.
was proud of the stuff that I got you. You, on the other hand, did not get it. You were like, "Oh, is it a start? Is it a soccer starter pack?" I'm like, "No, it's everything is white, dude." Get on the trend. Yeah, because then I got you white pants. Yeah. Yeah. That was great on my part. I don't know about you. What are you gonna get me
We'll have to wait and see till we get there.
my birthday? Dang. What did I. Dude, I don't even remember what I got you for your birthday. It was literally like a month ago. I was about to say 2 months ago. What did I get you for your birthday? No, we went canoeing too.
Yeah, we went canoeing.
Talk to them about the canoeing trip.
It was pretty good. I mean, it was through Chicago, and like it was at nighttime, so the buildings were like really nice, but
Beautiful.
I kind of had to like carry Aaliyah's weight.
Yeah, you did. I got tired a
She
lot.
got tired a lot, so, and kayaking kind of worked with two people,
Dude.
especially since we got
The double one.
the double one. I don't even know what it's called, but yeah, we got the double one. But yeah.
My arms hurted the next day, dude. Did your arms really hurt that bad? Dude, I could not move my arms.
No, they just ended up just hurting for a little bit.
Mine's hurt for like a good week or two. I hated it. I hated the pain.
You
But
did
honest,
stretch them.
yeah, I didn't stretch. I thought it was gonna be simple, dude. But I didn't realize that it was gonna be like that long. We didn't get back to like what, 11 o'clock?
We got back at like 11:12,
Yeah,
I
we
think.
thought we were gonna be back at like 12, but that wasn't the case.
And we got back home.
And then we went to McDonald's and got food.
McDonald's got spicy McChicken. I remember that. That was great.
That was so good. I totally recommend if you guys are live in Chicago like we do not pass up the opportunity to go kayaking because there's like different versions of it. There's kayaking while seeing the fireworks at Navy Pier, but that wasn't available because of everything that's going on in the world right now. And then there's the like kind of like museum type of tour, like artifacts. So like even if you're a tourist visiting Chicago, you can most definitely book one of those kayaking trips because of the fact that one of them include like a sightseeing of like different historical artifacts of Chicago and all that. So that kind of be like really interesting for like tourists and stuff, you know? Or even the dark, the not the dark, the dusk one, the one that we did where we saw the sun go down and like it was like dark, you know, the pretty like building lights, you know, the Willis Tower lighting up and stuff like that. So most definitely recommend if you guys live in the Chicago area or even just, you know, visiting.
And like that type of stuff, obviously, because we don't want to make you guys do something that.
Well, yeah, for sure. Like, if you guys aren't willing to like do that, then like don't do it. But like, totally, totally, totally recommend. For sure. How do you like this pizza? Is it good? I like it for it being like almost vegan and like gluten free. I know I saw that on the box. It's really, really good pizza. So like, yeah, also recommend this. We got this from Walmart. Do you think that's it for this very first episode of Stuff You Should Know?
You guys need to go to Walmart and just purchase this pizza.
I don't even remember what it was
called. It's called a margarita pizza. It's in a
Dude,
box.
dude, chew and swallow. What's wrong with you? But yeah, I think this is it. How exciting! Our first episode now complete. We cannot wait to talk to you guys more in depth about like relationships, advice, anxiety, depression, mental health related stuff in general. And maybe like I said, play a few games here and there. So we're most definitely excited to see where this podcast goes, especially for one who really loves listening to podcasts and one who just likes talking to their significant other, right?
Yeah. Two
Mm.
different ends of the spectrum, but we're gonna make it work.
For sure. Maybe we'll have a time set schedule of when we can do it, right? When both of our schedules are free. I mean, obviously it's the summertime right now and we have all the time in the world,
Well, school's
but
coming up. Let's
school's coming up and like we may not
go.
be able to do it that frequently, but it's fine. We'll
Yeah.
make it work. With both of our schedules, we'll make it work. So yeah, thank you guys for
Thank you guys for your
tuning
time.
in.
Hopefully we didn't
Of
bore you guys, 'cause
course we
we had the
didn't.
tendency to. No, I'm just kidding. But
Hagi Loki, not kidding though.
but yeah.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Ooh, now we're gonna enjoy. What were we gonna watch? Medea.
Medea's
Man, she's such a royalty, such an
fam.
icon.
It's Tyler Perry who's playing
Yeah, I
Medea,
know.
dude.
Such a
Yes.
great guy. Such a great guy.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry
Medea.
that I don't know who Tyler is.
Medea is such an
Yeah.
amazing character. I think that's
There
how
we
you should have
go.
phrased it. You know what? I'm kicking you off the podcast. You're not coming back next
My God,
week. You are
stop.
most definitely not coming back next week.
I enjoyed my time while it lasted, guys.
It's going to be stuff you should know with only your host, Aaliyah, here, not Daniel. I'm going to be like,
You're
where's
gonna lose. You're gonna
Daniel?
lose viewers.
Nah, I'm gonna game. I'm gonna game viewers. What are you talking about? Okay, but let's stop right here. Enjoy our pizza. You guys enjoy the rest of your day, night, evening, weekend, whatever. So glad we talked your ear off. And by we, I mean I, because I was mainly the one talking all your ear off. But you know, we're gonna get into the thing. So you guys enjoy the rest of your day, night, evening, and we guys will catch you.
And please be safe out there.
Oh, for sure. Be
Be
safe with
safe.
everything that's going on.
Wear
Everything.
masks, please.
Wear
Everyone
masks.
wear masks.
Everything. Hand sanitizer 24/7. Cannot stress that enough, but that's a rant on its own that should not be for this episode. So I hope you guys learned some stuff you should know about us. Get it? Is this serious, I guess? Okay,
Right,
I'm
ladies and
gonna
gentlemen,
end it
bye.
now. Bye.